It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Whether you're a bride-to-be or you just want to glow, I am so excited to talk about this today. David, you know, when I got married, I did my own makeup, and looking back, probably was a mistake. I mean, I looked beautiful, but I didn't really know what I was doing. I mean, now I've learned so much from our makeup expert, Kara, who you can hear here weekly on the program, 12:30 to 12:40 p.m. Eastern time, and any time to go back and listen to the show. She knows so much. But I didn't then, but I looked back at pictures and I had like way too much powder on my nose. So I definitely need some help. Have you been to weddings where you've seen brides where you can tell they got it done professionally? My guess is most of them have, and I was just too cheap.
No. I think, you know, with today's economy, weddings are a fortune. I don't know how people afford them at all. It's you try and balance everything out. But I think trying to do it for your own wedding is a mistake because your focus is elsewhere. Let's face it, you're nervous. You're under a lot of stress. That stress is going to only irritate your skin. You know, you're going to want to put on more makeup to then cover up the red splotches that you're getting from the stress. And so, you know, I think you ought to take a look at ways to alleviate that stress and look your best on your wedding day.
Well, David, maybe you can talk to us about some of the things to prep your skin to get it ready for makeup. I know that you might want to do an extra exfoliation, but you know, we can go back to that because we've got the wonderful
Julia DiNardo is an expert on this, and I wanted to have her on today to talk because you and I are sitting here talking about wedding days, but here's someone who not only is a beauty expert, she's spent a lot of time writing for GQ, Red Book, Elle, and a lot of publications, but let's jump to it. She just got married, and so she has a lot to talk about. Julia, you with us?
Yeah, hi, good to be here.
glad you're able to join us. We were sitting here talking about, you know, putting on makeup on wedding days and ways to look your best, and I know you just got married, so first, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind.
But, well, you know, Lisa brought up on her wedding day, she saved money like a lot of our listeners and tried putting on her own makeup. The problem, I said, was, you know, your skin is all stressed out and you're stressed for the day's event, and that's only going to create more problems. What would you suggest to some of our listeners how they could better tips or things they could do for wedding day to relieve the stress or make their skin look better?
Oh my gosh, yes, exactly. I mean, there's so many things that you can do preventatively, you know, before you even let your skin get to the point. Because it's not like your skin knows that your wedding day is coming up and that it can't act out.
I didn't get the memo, huh?
Yeah, no. I don't think that's going to work. You can try it, but but you know, I think a lot of brides, you know, and myself included, get really caught up in the, you know, excitement and anxiety and, you know, I want to lose weight, I want to work out. I think the bottom line really is to get your nutrition in order, you know, first. And so, you know, think about things that you may have part of your regular diet that you can kind of scale back on or alter or augment.
Like what?
So, for example, you know, dairy is a known trigger of acne. So, you know, if you have, you know, acne breakouts on the regular, you may want to try cutting back on some dairy. See if you can, you know, deal with coffee without some cream or milk in it. You know, and also, you know, dairy and carbs and things that may give you a bit more of a, you know, bloaty issue, you know, you can also try to scale back on that, obviously, weeks, months before your wedding, and also take some supplements that will help you. You know, for example, omega-3 fish oil is amazing for inflammation. You know, a variety of things from skin to eyes, you know, muscle ailments. You can take pills or liquid, keep it in the fridge to cut the taste of it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because, you know, it's, you don't want that fishy taste, but Carlson is a great brand. They make a lemon-flavored liquid that, you know, just, it's cold. You can just swig it down. You know, 1 to 2 grams a day should be sufficient, obviously. Make sure there aren't any complications with any other medication that you're taking. But, you know, these kind of things should be fine. You know, boost your vitamin D because we're naturally low, but, you know, your body is already probably working a little bit below its normal potential with all of this stress and things going on. You know, so boosting a little bit of D, you know, taking individual supplements, as well as taking some B12, which can help metabolize that fat and protein to give you a little bit of energy, reduce stress, and help with fatigue, which we know, you know, brides can have some of these things going on. So,
oh, definitely. Now, Julia, I don't do dairy, and let me tell you, so delicious coconut milk. They have an unsweetened vanilla, which is fantastic.
Ooh.
There's no sugar, and it's low calorie, and it would taste great in coffee. I also love flaxseed oil. That has made a big difference in my skin. I have been forgetting to take it, and let me tell you, I've seen the difference. So I'm glad we're talking about this today,
yeah,
because
I
as
mean,
soon as we're done, I'm running up to get my flax oil. You know, let's talk about that stress. There's those jitters and the anxiety, and is everything going to go off without a hitch? And talk to us
Will
about any
show?
Sort of deep breathing. Will he yoga, anything like that, any kind of exercise or mind-body connection information that could help?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I have a little bit of an extra insider tip, as my new hubby is a personal trainer. But
Ooh.
My new sister, I luck out, huh? But my sister-in-law actually gave me the best advice, and that is to kind of remove yourself from the situation and go on walks by yourself. And so, you know, with so much going on, if you can, you know, do even 5 minutes of stretching in the morning just by yourself, you know, to kind of get a little bit more limber and awaken your joints and things like that. It doesn't have to be a full-on, full-blown workout. Just kind of reset, restimulate your body, your mind, you know, these little things, little walks, some stretching. You know, lavender is great to have on hand either as a bath, you know, foot soak with Epsom salt, or, you know, kind of to just inhale and smell it. You can even get a spritz for your pillow, these things to kind of reset, recharge, you know, your mind and your body. Because let's face it, you know, with so much to do, to be overly ambitious to try to add new things into your routine when you have so much going on, it can be a challenge. So, you know, I think if you can think of it in little segments as to go on a walk or even a 5 minute run or these little things, then it's more realistic and you'll actually get to do it.
And I'll tell you, the other thing is to keep in mind your skincare regimen. A lot of brides want to look good that day and may try a new treatment. And I will tell you from the skincare side, thank you. You took the words right out of mouth. Not the time to try that new scrub, that new chemical peel or anything new, because you may irritate your skin or look red or have some other reaction. And so you want to stay with the simple routines, which Lisa and I even discussed earlier in the show today, just simple routines for have healthy glow, but nothing dramatic on especially the couple days even prior to the wedding, I'd suggest.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I did a facial, and I actually had my man go with me, too, to get one, which he wasn't that thrilled about, but his skin was dewy after. But, you know, if you're going to do a facial or a skin treatment, do it at least 2 weeks before, and even maybe do a pre-facial, you know, a few months before that as a trial at a place that, you know, is accredited, you trust.
And did you bring him in case something went wrong and you broke out for you too? Kind of balance it out.
That is true. We better look bad too. No. I mean, I'm a huge fan of you know, more natural and also you know, treatment targeted specific products. I use a lot of gentle, you know, natural things on my skin like VMV Hypoallergenics, Dermalogica, and if you're gonna, you know, switch to a new routine, you know, be it a facial or a new product, make sure you try it out as well far in advance, because the
Good
last
idea.
Thing you want is a breakout, you know, right before your wedding. So, yeah, just keep that in mind that, you know, these things, no matter what it is, even if it's natural, people think if it's natural, you know, won't hurt me, but you can have allergies to anything.
Yep.
So be sure, no matter what it is, to test it out.
No, some great advice. Julia, I appreciate you joining us today. And Julia, you can follow on Twitter at Fashion Pulse. But she's brought some great ideas for brides and upcoming brides that, to take a look at your diet, maybe watch the dairy, especially if you're open to problems with acne, lower the carbs to help with bloating, definitely incorporate some omega-3 into your diet, and don't do anything dramatic to your skin the day of the wedding. Get your facial done early. Julia, I appreciate you joining us today. I'm David Pollock with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.